The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott and Bad Bob Belongi. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
Good morning.
Hey, it's Tuesday. Linda's on sabbatical today, getting ready for this week. She's got a great big week coming up. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 7 after 7 here in the morning here on the 3rd of November. And Bob, weather.
Forecast for Reading and vicinity, abundant sunshine, a high of 66 degrees today, overnight low near 45. Check that out.
45.
Tomorrow we'll be back in the mid-60s and mainly clear overnights as the temperatures continue to dip down. No rain in our immediate future as we look forward over the next 10 days. Next chance of rain will be Sunday and Monday. Right now in Reading it is 59 degrees, with this report being brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where our customers are warm friends at Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, with senior and veteran discounts, a veteran-owned business. And Chuck and Judy have got a lot of stuff going on out there at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. They're out there for you. You know, a lot of things. Did you see where Mount Lassen roads were closed? Did you see that?
Yes, our first snow of the season up at those levels.
I had no idea. That it was that
Mount Shasta got a little sugar coat in there.
Well, you know what? What happened to all this rain we were supposed to get?
The pressure ridge over the valley stayed put and deflected most of the stuff down south, where they got more than they needed.
Oh yeah, a lot of rain down in San Jose and those areas.
Yeah, we got cheated out of it, but
cheated. That's the word I'm looking for. Cheated. Cheated because we're in Northern California. If we were State of Jefferson, we would have rain. Right?
That may be one way to look at it, yes.
If we were in the State of Jefferson, we would have rain because God would smile on Northern California and Southern Oregon then.
There are those who say that.
Okay. Hey, a lot of things going on this week. Okay, now today at 8 o'clock, we're going to have Economic Development Corporation, the EDC, here. And we're going to be talking about business and all these neat things that are happening out in our community. Actually, perhaps the economy is turning around. Veterans Day Parade this Saturday starts at 10 a.m., and KCNR 1460 is going to broadcast it. Bob Belongi is going to be out there in the parade, riding along on the back of a motorcycle, broadcasting this parade.
News to me.
Well, okay. In reality, Carl and Linda will be out there for Veterans Day Parade, broadcasting it beginning at 10 a.m. Before that, of course, is Shasta Lake Firefighters Association has their huge pancake breakfast from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. American Legion Post is going to have a luncheon afterwards. It's honoring those who honorably served. It's the largest parade probably north of San Francisco or any place
like
that.
It's a big parade.
Parade.
They're very proud of it, and they've been doing it for years.
23rd annual, and it's going to be the guests of honor are going to be the Purple Heart. The Purple Heart Association of right here in
Order of the Purple Heart.
Order of the Purple Heart. Thank you very much. The Jack Talbert.
Yeah.
Military Order of the Purple Heart right here. Okay. Shasta Community Services is looking for volunteers for the community for an annual gift wrapping booth. And this is a great deal, my friends. If you are wrapping challenged, as everybody in the studio is right now, and if Linda was sitting here next to me, she would be right at the top of the list. My gosh, she starts rapping, and it's you get out slide rules, where I kind of take that approach where you take a big piece of paper. You neatly wad it. There it is. Wad it around the object. And then you take these, you take these stick-on bows, and you put them all over the place to hold the paper together.
And then I cover the gaps.
Okay, get this. I cut out other other pieces of paper to cover the holes in the wrapping because a sharp edge is cut through there. I'm an inch too short when I'm wrapping it. So there's this, you know, so there's a strip of present. So I just take, and sometimes it's a different color paper because I've run out of paper.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I'm really into paper bags. You know, I go to places where you can get the paper bags, you know, grocery bags. Oh, those are great. You know, I can cut those in and they fit and they last too.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless they come from
gift
Safeway,
bag,
then
gift
they rip.
Bags
then they rip
have
it.
Saved me on many an occasion.
Oh, gift
and I
bags.
Reuse them. When I get them, I save them.
May I say this, dollar store? If you don't buy anything else in dollar store, run down there and buy up all their bags for Christmas. Anyway, the gift wrapping booth is going to be opening Friday, November 27th. You know, that's pretty cool because right there at Thanksgiving, big, you know, Black Friday and, you know, and Brown Saturday and Chartreuse Sunday, I guess.
Yeah.
And they're going to be open from November 27th through December 24th, which I think is kind of short-sighted on their part. They should be open the 25th to get that last-minute shoppers in there.
Have you noticed, though, that several retailers have eschewed the Thanksgiving Day business hours in favor and say, because a lot of stores were saying, well, we're going to be open Thanksgiving Day to get the jump on everybody else and putting their employees to work on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
And a lot of companies turned around and said, you know, yes, we're in it for the profit, but we're going to give our employees the day off anyway.
So they've changed them back?
Yeah.
So
some retailers have done that.
Well, you know, I think that's probably cool. I mean,
well, I think there was a lot of negative reaction because a lot of shoppers were going, now we, in order to get the bargains, we want
to,
you know,
you're forcing us to
force
go out.
Down the dinner and run out.
Yeah. That's wrong. That's wrong. You know what? You should be able to go into your tryptophan coma after, watch a few football games. Everybody can sit around and burp together, and then eat the pecan pie later.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, there's going to be a fundraiser at Fat Daddy's Gourmet Barbecue for a gentleman by the name of Brandon Dillman, who was killed on August 21st. This fundraiser is for Brandon's sons, and it's going to be at Fat Daddy's, and will be on November 6th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. at Fat Daddy's Gourmet Barbecue on Hartnell.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good way to go.
That's some good stuff there, by the way.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
All right, here we are. Remember, back in the blue. We back the blue. It's going to be Wednesday, November 4th, which is tomorrow, out on 2550 Alfredo Way at Sensations. Free raffle, or prize raffle, free Dutch Bros, free food and drinks, T-shirts, decal, all proceeds to charities that have to do with the police.
Are you inviting Quentin Tarantino personally?
I am. I've invited him to come here and speak to our We Back the Blue. I have not heard back from Quentin, though. I've sent it to him. Say, hey, look, why don't you come out here and talk to the police, tell them how you call them murderers, and just see how that works.
Yeah.
And of course, he's not going to do that. And of course, his lap dogs from Hollywood are jumping in. Oh, keep going, Quentin, keep going. Yeah, Quentin, you keep doing that.
Sorry, sack.
Yeah, you keep doing that, Quentin. You know, this is the kind of guy that you hope that he's driving down the road and he gets pulled over by a policeman who walks up and he doesn't know who he is, except he takes his, you know, and Tarantino's going to be screaming, you're doing it, you're harassing me because of what I said, and the guy, you know, the cop doesn't even know him, goes, why would I do that?
Yeah.
And then he writes him his ticket and gives it to him and say, have a nice day, Mr. Tarantino.
He's got one movie script and he's about worn it out, so, yeah.
Well, it's the same movie script over and over again. So, anyway, for this, We Back the Blue, it's going to be that at lunch, and they're going to have Sheriff Tom Basinko, Reading Police Chief Robert Paletti, California Highway Patrol, Scott Frederick, Officer Peter Dufray, the Chico Police Officers Association, and Officer Nicole Rimpfer from the Reading Police Officers Association. They're going to be talking from 10 to 10:45. So this is a good way to go out. You can get a T-shirt, blue T-shirts, and donations for that are suggested to be $15. The thin line blue decal will be installed by Sensations. And I've got one of those right here. It's pretty cool.
Did you hear about the university professor, and I hesitate to use the word lady, a black woman, was apparently trying to provoke an incident with the police and then claimed profiling. And the dash cam clearly shows, that these two guys are bending over backwards to be polite when she's given them every reason in the world to face plant her on the asphalt.
You know what? I'm going to talk about that when we get back. My friend Silas Lyons wrote a editorial on Sunday, and it was about this. And I take umbrage at some of the things he says. Now, some of the things he said are right in it, but some of the things he said are just wrong. And we're going to talk about that when we get back. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row and a top cardiac for in the top 50 hospitals in the nation. Shasta Regional, in the business for 70 years, treating people well. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 7:17 in the morning, and we're going to come back and talk about Benghazi, bullet trains, editorials, a girl in a street last night. I think this is important that you hear, especially after we talk about the police. What happened last night on California Street and how interesting that was. We'll be right back.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl Bott and Linda Bott. November the 3rd, and it is 7:20 in the morning. 59 degrees out there, going up to 64 and 45 tonight. Ah!
Whether Linda, of course, in absentia.
Yes, she's in. Well, Linda's got a big week this week, and this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Portion of the show is, I just said that, Ted Leidy. Is the
half-century-old Ted Leidy.
He turned 50 yesterday. And his team of instructors give some of the most complete CCW training in Northern California. They provide weapons and ammo for the training, for the basic CCW. They provide an advanced concealed carry course that is extraordinary. It's a one day, 8 hour class where you shoot from all different types of positions and moving and scenario shooting to really, really take your gun handling to the next level. Give them a call at 999-1822 or check them out at readingccw.com. They have women only classes too, which is a lot of fun. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Ezra.
Yes.
Hello, you're on live, KCNR.
Yes, I just want to let the Reading community know that this Friday, November 6th at 3 p.m. at the Parsons Junior High Gym, we're hosting the first annual Fits Just Right basketball game fundraiser. So basically, the Enterprise Elementary School District is seeking donation for kids who need shoes. We're going to do this by this annual Fish Just Right basketball game fundraiser. The ticket to the game is a pair of new condition kids adult size tennis shoes or a cash donation $5 minimum. Come help local students get shoes that fit just right. If you have any questions, call 224-4190. Come on out and support kids in need of shoes that fit.
Okay, Ezra, well, hey, when's that? That's good. Hey, when's this going to be? Friday?
Yes, it's this Friday.
3
this
o'clock?
This Friday at 3 p.m.
At Parsons off of Hartnell.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and you can either bring in a new pair of shoes that would fit a child.
Yes.
Or $5 admission.
Yes.
That's cool. We like that.
Okay.
Good job, Ezra. All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Okay.
So what's in your craw, Carl?
All right, let's start with this. Silas Lyons. I love Silas. I mean, I do, man. He's a good guy. But every so often, Silas lets his goody-two-shoes and his idealism sprawl over into realism here. And I'll tell you how. He talked about and support students and teachers. Okay. He talked about communists, regressive communist countries, how they treat their students, slapping them across the face and all this. And it's just as absurd to try and justify the school resource officer in South Carolina who last week threw that young girl out of her desk and across the floor of her classroom. Yet the justifications are flying. Kids these days, you know, they just need some old-fashioned discipline. The girl pulled out her cell phone during class, apparently. I'm sure a teacher been fighting that battle for years now, and I completely sympathize with the teacher, having had it up to here with the behavior, not to mention the teenage attitude. But when teenagers were teenagers were polite, logical, and always on their best behavior, oh wait, there never was such a time, ever. I know we can't agree on much in this country, but we can't even agree that law enforcement officers shouldn't be placed in a position of handling class discipline. Hooray! Okay, I agree with that one. And if they are, they should never, ever solve attitude problems with violence against students who pose them no threat. Well, if we can't agree on that, I give up. Silas, give up. Because we're never going to agree on this. And I'll tell you why. First of all, to compare what he did to a communist country, that's just going out there, way out there a little bit too far. But here's the thing is, this 16-year-old girl, she wasn't a child of 12 or 10 or 9. She's a 16-year-old girl in a classroom talking and texting on her cell phone. The teacher says, put it away, give me the phone. The girl will not do it, even though it's against the rules. And so now she is keeping the rest of the students from learning. Because she is more important than the class. So she refuses to give it to the teacher. The teacher calls the assistant principal. Assistant principal comes in, give me the phone, come on, get out of class. She does neither. Right now, she is reveling in this attention.
Yeah.
She's reveling in it. And there's probably people back there going, yeah, you tell her, you tell them. But the thing is that now nobody in that class is learning. So what do you do now? Now you've got a student who is now running, taking control of the classroom. Do you see this? Do you see this, Bob?
Yeah.
She has controlled the classroom. All learning has stopped. Unless you, I'm just going to ignore you. You get to have your own way. At which point you have reinforced every bad example in the world to do that. So what do? She refuses to get up. She refuses to give the telephone. So they call the school correction officer. Now, they shouldn't have done that.
School
school.
Now the principal has to come in. Yeah. Now the thing is you could do this. Fine. Everybody in the class, get up and move. We're going into another room. You stay here. And then, you know, and then, of course, she won't do that. She wouldn't do that either.
Yeah.
You know, so right now she's controlling the whole classroom and loving this. She's loving this. So they call in the cop who should never. And so as soon as they called him in, as soon as he walked in the classroom, there's only three things that could happen. Only one of them was good.
Yeah.
That she would hand him the class, she would hand him the phone, he would hand it to the teacher, and he'd turn around and walk out. She refused to do it. He asked her, okay, you need to come with me. I refuse to do it. Now, what's he to do? He what? Walks away from it? Okay, now we've really reinforced the exam, because not only did you just tell your teacher and your assistant principal to go shove it, now you just told the police, the correctional officer of the school, to do it. Meanwhile, again, nobody's learning in this classroom because of this one person who is disruptive. They're watching. So what happens then? Correctional officer reaches down to move her from the desk. She swings at him. He takes her out of the desk, and she, you know, she, what happened when she flies across the room, if she flew across the room, he then takes her, handcuffs her, and takes her out. Guess what? Whose fault is this now? No, it is not the policeman, Silas. It's not, well, you know, if we cannot solve attitude problems with violence against students, no, violence against students, because she chose to do that. She's 16. She knows what's right and what's wrong. She was given every opportunity. What was he supposed to do? Just back off? No. So he was put in an untenable situation. And add on to that, that the girl was an African-American. And he's white. Add those two together, and there is no chance of anything being good happening about this, except one thing. Here's the good thing that came out of that. The next day, over 100 students got up and walked out of class, black students, white students, in support of the policeman. Yeah, the policeman who had been fired from his job. Oh, this is terrible. It's terrible. It was terrible when the 16-year-old girl got disobeyed everybody, took over the classroom. If you can compare this to a communist, I can compare it to a terrorist. She took over. Okay, is that going too far? Yeah, okay, that's going too far. She took over the room. She was reveling in it. She was not going to do what they said. What are you going to do? Silas, what would you have done, Silas? And you know what, Silas? I'm going to send this to you, and I'll send you the copy of this. Tell me, Silas, what would you have done? You didn't say what you would have done in the article. What would you have done? And maybe there is other ways of handling it. But right then, she gave hardly any chance at all. And let's talk about something that happened last night. As long as we're talking about police. Last night, some of the girls got together down at Nigel Skeet's studio on California and Placer Street. They're just doing clothes sales and all this.
Yeah.
A girl in the middle of, you know, at 8 o'clock or 8:30 last night starts screaming and yelling out in the middle of the street. She sits down in the street with a knife in the middle of the street there of California, you know, in Placer right there. That's a mean drive.
Yeah.
And she starts swinging the knife around saying, I want to kill myself. I want to be killed. I'm just laying out here. I'm going to kill myself. They call the police.
Well, yeah.
How long? How long did it take?
Oh, dear. Before the first response arrived on scene, this is an obviously very dangerous situation.
Right. How long?
Do I want to know?
Yes. They beat their average. Their average is how much? 16 minutes, right? 16 minutes for emergencies.
Yeah.
That's what Chief Play said. They were there in 15 minutes.
So
15 minutes from the time this girl sat down in the middle of the street in the street at 8:30 at night with a knife, they got there before the 16 minute time. Downtown, they got to her, and then they took care of it. The girl's with a knife, sitting down, wanting to kill herself. What do you do with this girl? As it turns out, they got the knife away from her, and there's no injuries or anything like this, and they took her away. But here again, another example of police. What are you going to do? But it took them 15 minutes to get there. And why is that? Because we don't have enough police. We don't have enough police here. Something downtown, we should be able to get people there in 5 minutes. And that's what Paletti wants. He wants more police. And what's this new blueprint for safety say? Oh, we don't need any more policemen. No, we don't need more police. Let's put more firemen out there. Why? Firemen go for most of the time. They go out on non-fire calls.
Let's build fountains.
I see veterans. I see veterans. They have knives and they smell like bacon. They eat bacon and they smell like whiskey. I'm not sure. All right, hey, we got to take a break here. It's 7:30 in the morning. It's 59 degrees out there. It's going to go up to 64 today, but down to 45 tonight. Thank you, Shasta Gas Propane, for telling us that. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. It's the time to go in there now and get those lattes. Those espressos are just really good coffee. You can buy any type of coffee there. Great. Hey, let's start thinking Christmas. Going to parties and all these things. How about presents of coffee? And then what about your coffee maker for you, one that loves coffee? And then walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in Northern California. Maybe get some good cigars and any type of tobacco accessories you want there at Tobacco and Brew. A veteran-owned business. That's right, a veteran-owned business. 2143 Hilltop Drive. And they give discounts for veterans at Espresso Joe's. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Yummy, juicy ribs. All-you-can-eat baby back ribs, coleslaw, bread, beans, drinks, and dancing to country music star Chad Bushnell. All that plus live, silent, and dessert options, all to benefit friends of the Shasta District Fair and the future of our wonderful fair. Please join us Saturday, November 21st for all-you-can-eat baby back ribs and an evening of fun with friends. Tickets available at the fairgrounds office or call 378-6789.
Tuesday, November 10th is the 240th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Please join the Marines of Shasta County at our celebration in the Event Center at Wind River. All Marines, other military branches, and friends of the Corps are invited. There will be a formal celebration and dinner. Our honored speaker is Major General O.K. Steele on Tales of the Old Corps. For reservations and further information, call Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. See you Tuesday, November 10th. Semper Fi.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 25 minutes till 8 o'clock. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, my friends. 605-456-7. Hey, I got a half an hour here of rants, so if you got something you want to hop in here, something stuck in your craw, thanks for the phone call. And the guy's yelling, right on, right on. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business by Jeff Wurst, from a chip, little bitty chip, to cracks over 2 feet in length, he can do it. And he does it well. He guarantees his work, a man of integrity, who says, if you can't fix it, he'll just tell you, I can't fix that. Or if I fix this, it's going to look like this. He makes his business by doing the right thing and doing great work. That's Jeff Wurst, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street, right here in Redding. Hero of Benghazi, that's right. Redding Civic Auditorium, Monday, November 16th. Doors open at 6, shows at 7. Chris Peranto is one of the authors of this book called 13 Hours in Benghazi. From the, these are the contractors that were there that went in and rescued the survivors of that attack that killed Ambassador Chris Stevens and his communications officer. Two of the contractors were killed. All the contractors, by the way, are all former military, retired military. He's
Tonto,
a former
what
Army.
A great call sign. His call sign was Tonto.
Tanto.
Oh, Tanto? Okay.
Tanto. He's a former Army Ranger from the 2nd Battalion, 75th Ranger Regiment, and a private security contractor who's deployed through South America, Central America, Middle East, and North Africa. I saw them on an interview, all three of them that helped write this book. And I tell you what, it is blood-chilling, the things that happened that night, the mistakes that were made that night. And the fact that these three are still, you know, that the ones that fought out there to go in and try to rescue the ambassador are just something you just got to need to see. Now, you can get these tickets down at the Redding Civic Auditorium. And there's $35 or $75 for the VIP. VIP includes a meet and greet, balcony seating, wine, and hors d'oeuvres. So that's going to be the November 16th. Get out there and get those tickets. They're going to be sold out. And just to hear what really went on that night from somebody who was on the street, who fought their way
through,
I mean, to hear these guys that were in that area, too, for well before this and knew when the ambassador was coming in, they could see that there was stuff wrong there. They knew what was going on. And wait till you hear what these guys say. Okay. Are you ready for my bullet train thoughts?
Bring it on!
Record Searchlight, I applaud you. I applaud you. I get to Sunday Record Searchlight. Did you know you can just get a Sunday edition? Do you deliver it there?
Yeah.
It's cool. I like it. And I go through everything. I go through all the ads and, you know, see what's going on, looking at that. But this is tracking the $68 billion bullet train. And wait, I mean, if you have not been following this, my friends, you need to, because we have been sold a bill of goods like you cannot believe. Our governor and these initiatives left out little things like the North American and Pacific plates. They're going to have to cross the tectonic boundary that separates the North American and Pacific plates, boring through 32 miles of fractured rock formations and a maze of earthquake faults, some of which not even mapped. State officials say the tunnels will be finished by 2022, along with 300 miles of track, dozens of bridges, viaducts, high-voltage electrical systems, maintenance plants, as many as 6 stations. And that will begin so they can begin carrying passengers between Burbank and Merced. In the first phase, was $68 billion. Now, do you remember how much it started out at? It's $32
billion. Yeah.
However, in an analysis of this, as well as interviews with scientists, engineers, and construction experts, indicates that dateline and budget targets will almost certainly be missed. It doesn't strike me as realistic, said James Monsees, one of the world's top tunneling experts and an author of the Federal Manual on Highway Tunneling. He says,
I don't think he's about.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to happen. He says, faults are notorious for causing trouble. And now here's the best thing is that when they tried to ask Lisa Marine Alley, a spokesman for the Rail Authority, to come out, you know, to answer these questions, she refused to discuss it. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to discuss it. Everything about this train is getting worse and worse as worse. The bullet train will require about 20 miles of tunnels under the San Gabriel Mountains, full of the faults. These are the ones with the earthquake and, you know, faults. Between Burbank and Palmdale, either a single tunnel or 13 miles or a series of shorter tunnels, as many as 16 additional miles of tunnels would stretch under the Tehachapi Mountains from Palmdale to Bakersfield. The state will probably opt for twin tunnels, one for each of the two parallel tracks. That means as many as 72 miles of tunnels before 2022. Can they meet that schedule? Nope.
Did you say Palmdale?
Nope. Palmdale.
I've been to Palmdale. Why on earth would anybody want to go there?
I don't know. This is, you know. Well, that's the other thing. Oh, well, this will give us, you know, we can get this land real easy and real cheap. Wrong. The environmentalists are fighting them every step of the way. You know what, environmentalist? Most of the time, I think you got your head someplace where, you know, you should put a, you should probably put a, you know, a picture window in your belly button so you can see where you're going. But I think you're pretty good on this one. You fight. I agree with you. Fight this one. Farmers are fighting it. Ranchers are fighting it. You're just saying you can't just take this land. But the other thing, too, is that experts are looking at this and just saying there's no way. A Caltech geologist and a leading expert in the San Gabriel Mountains says the range is far more complex than anything these people know. Having looked at a number of these long tunnels, this is a guy, an MIT civil engineer named Herbert Einstein, you know, right there. Okay, I have to admit, as soon as you hear the name Einstein, you kind of go, oh, maybe this guy knows what he's talking about. Well, maybe not. But what he says is, having looked at a number of these long tunnels, the California plan is aggressive. He's consulted on a 35-mile-long tunnel under the Swiss Alps. From a civil engineering perspective, it is very, very ambitious, to put it mildly.
Yeah.
This other guy, though, a Cornell University tunnel expert, says, my first gut reaction is doable, but given the complex geology, is optimistically biased. There are a lot of unknowns. It is going to depend on the complexity of the geology and the ground conditions. You know, so this whole thing, plus the fact that it's, you know, again, it's doubled in price, and it's going to double again, they're saying. You know, they tried a
don't you love geek speak? Optimistically biased.
You know. You know, talking about these tunnel boring machines are 300 to 600 feet long. You got to get one of those built. And at that rate, tunneling could begin in 2019 at the earliest. And, you know, it's just the Caltech geologist said the San Gabriel's oldest rocks formed 1.7 billion years ago, 200 miles to the south, and then were forced up. They became highly fractured as they were shoved north by the movements of the Earth's crust. So here we go, people. Have you had it yet? Listen to these guys who do this for a living. They're saying this is going to cost more and more and more. It's already doubled from the $30 billion to $64 billion right now, and every day adds another couple of million dollars. I'm getting things from major contractors. I'm getting queries from major contractors about bringing my people and my equipment down there, trucks down there, because it's going to be forever. You know, the job's going to last for years down there. Give us queries. Give us, you know, tell us what you can do. Tell us, you know, can you come down? You know, that kind of stuff. I mean, you know what?
Is this a WPA kind of
thing? You know
what?
If it's just meant to give people jobs and to keep people going like this for the rest of our lives, fine. Just say that. Instead of just giving them money, hey, we're going to have them work for it. Like, you know, yeah, okay. Like the WPA or the Civilian Conservation Corps. Let's just build railroads. At least we put everybody that's collecting unemployment, collecting all this, we're going to put you to work building a railroad.
Yeah.
And it's going to take 25 years, 30, maybe 30 years. We're going to lose a bunch of you in the tunnels, but, hey, don't worry about that. You've got insurance for your family. What do you think? You know, my friends, please, go to your, you know what, Dally knows, you know, and Gaines knows, and, you need to go to the other people and talk to them saying, look, call them, say, this is wrong. This is just not going to happen. You're wasting all this money you could be using for other things the state needs.
If you wanted to build a high-speed transportation system and you want to spend this much money, take a look at this thing that Elon Musk has been talking about for a couple of years now. It's called the Hyperloop, which sounds like something off of, you know, Star Trek, but it's actually a high-speed train that's enclosed in a vacuum tunnel. So far the tests on it are pretty good. It's a fraction of the price of drilling through all these damn mountains.
Where do they put it?
How
do you get over the mountains?
Apparently, since this thing has beam me up, Scotty. Well, apparently, since it's so efficient, you can just build the build trestles and overpasses and things like that. Pretty much run it along the existing freeway routes.
Oh, just widen the freeways by 100 feet.
Run it right down the median strip.
The median strip. Wow, I can just imagine that.
And it's moving at something
well, I even
on
like
the
that
order
one
of
better.
600
I
miles
even
an
like
hour.
That one better because look at all the asphalt and concrete you're going to be using.
Yeah.
I mean, you, buddy, you're going to you're talking about the well, if you're talking about like say from San Diego to San Francisco, right?
Yep.
So you just use the 5.
Pretty much.
And then what you're doing is you're widening it from the ocean side like another 100 feet
I
over,
I think the plan
right?
is it actually goes underground.
Oh, well, see?
And it's in, it's in a steel casing. And it just...
Well, I know, but you still got to go underneath the... If you're going to do that, you still got to go through underneath the mountains. You're still tunneling.
Yeah, but you're only a few feet under the surface.
Well, you still got to go through... You still got to go through mountains.
Easier to dig a trench than a tunnel.
You can't...
Anyway.
It's 14 minutes until 8 o'clock. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Bastiani Arms. Hey, you know what John Bastiani has done? He and his wife have made a huge success out of his local, out of his gun store. And it's more than just a gun store. It is a place where you can get everything for a shooting that you could possibly want, including lessons from Seth Stokes on concealed carry and hunter safety. He has every type of gun that you can that you would possibly want. From sports shooting to competitive shooting to hunting, either with pistols, rifles, shotguns, then all the shooting accessories, optics, rangefinders, knives, any type of holsters, cleaning equipment. He's got it all. Reloading, he's got it all. And two gunsmiths there, they're the best around. All of this at Bastiani Arms. A local guy giving veterans discounts there at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Great, great, great people there. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 59 degrees out there, going up to 64 today. About, 14 minutes before 8 o'clock. We'll be right back.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com. For more information.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy said, be sure to let everyone know Beth and Johnny had a little baby boy. Now we're doing a lot of kerosene deliveries and selling a lot of used and new Toyo Tommy stoves. So give us a call for your free estimate. We're trying to fill the tanks before winter sets in. The drivers have snowshoes on their backs, so they're ready for winter. Kathy's got a bunch of new tank filters and gauges in, so let us know on your next delivery and we'll bring them out. Be sure to use ethanol-free 93 and all the lawnmowers and weed eaters before you put them back in the shed. We got another load of clear pearl in for all the portable heaters and propane bottles for the others. Northern Lights Energy, for your bulk deliveries for home, farm, ranch, construction, and logging. In Corning, call Robin, Joe in Weaverville, and in Redding, the rest of the crew. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, hey, it's 10 minutes until 8 o'clock here on November the 3rd. 59 degrees today, going up to, it's 59 degrees now, going up to 64, and a low of 47 tonight. Woo! It's going to be nice. There's not going to be any rain, though, it looks like, for the rest of the week. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts, proudly gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Hey, Sunday, you want brunch or you want dinner? Good place to go. Listen to some great music. Head on down to View 202 for brunch. Linda will be singing from 11 to 1. And then again in the evening from 5:30 to 7:30 at View 202. Get a great view of the river and turn it on the fire pits out there. If it's a little chilly, it's going to be a great, great brunch or a great evening. It's going to be pretty out there.
They got those gas thingies with
the
flame
inside. Got those gas thingies going. That's right.
Those are cool.
Oh, yeah.
The weather warm.
What,
yeah.
You know, wine's half price, all these things. At View 202, give them a call, 226-8439 for reservations. And tell me you want to sit out on the veranda where it's going to be neat out there. Okay. Now, what am I into now? I've been pretty, you know, I've been pretty editorial.
You've been
bullet
on it,
trains,
yeah.
Girls in the street last night. Oh, Redding Rancheria. You know what? You guys, we had them on the other day. We had Greg and Gary on, Hayward's cousins. And they talked about the, we talked about this, new clinic they're opening. They opened it Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is strictly for Medi-Cal patients only. And you don't have to be a member of the Rancheria. And it's, it opened Monday. They can treat 6,000 people there. As a result of the, as they said, of the Obamacare, more people with insurance, but no new providers. So what do you do? So it's you know, so they're still in the emergency room. So what does this do? This gives the Medi-Cal patient a place to go to instead of the emergency room, 6,000 of them. Now, that should take some pressure, I would think, would take some pressure off the emergency rooms around here.
I read an article the other day about middle-income people just getting hammered by this thing.
Oh, it is.
People making 80 to 150 paying in excess, because there's no subsidies or anything, or, well, you're rich because you make this much money, paying in excess of $2,300 a month.
Well, how about this? We have people in our on our staff here whose
premiums?
The deductibles went from $3,000 to $6,000 a year, $6,000 or $7,000 a year. So they've got to meet that $6,000 or $7,000 a year deductible before they can even get into their insurance. And they're a healthy family with two healthy kids.
Yeah.
It's not like they've got pre-existing conditions or anything like that. That's just where they fall into this. And it, you know, it's doubled their the payments they're having to make. They're deductible. And so, I mean, and it cost them the same. There's something wrong here.
This was all forecast, and we were told, oh, no, you have this all wrong. And the chicken is coming home to roost, baby.
Well, it's a, it is. And the other thing, too, is these exchanges are going bankrupt or they're stopping in a lot of these states because they're just, you know, there's not that many people signing up. This, you know, they we signed up 5 million people. Okay, we've got 5 million people signed up, and we changed the whole healthcare system for that?
This thing was blueprinted to blow up so Hillary Clinton could come in and rescue us. I'm sorry, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
I know. tomorrow. This is for, tomorrow, the Henderson Open Space. They're going to have a walkthrough there with the Redding Community Services Advisory Commission is walking tour in Henderson Open Space. Now, Henderson Open Space is that area down on Henderson behind Raley's that Dignity Health wants to put a health care clinic there, a wellness center north of the Henderson Open Space. Now, Mike Michalak, and with full disclosure here, is friends of ours, he and Bertha. He's the owner of the Fly Shop. He brings in a lot of people into this area every year to fish the Sacramento. So one of the things he's very concerned about is riparian rights. And when I say he brings a lot of people in here, this is not a dollar thing for him to be interested in this. The man has spent countless dollars to improve streams and rivers and that you never even know about. We know because we're just friends. So he wanted to walk this area and just make sure, hey, look, if you're gonna take away open space, are you going to also maybe damage riparian habitat? Well, he didn't see that happening. On the other hand, you've got people that want the best for our community. And a person like Steve Woodrum, he's donated $50,000 toward restoration efforts at the open space. And he says, hey, Dignity's going to have to prove that they're not going to do any damage here. And Dignity is saying is that, look, we want to put up a wellness center here that's going to be not an eyesore, that's going to be on the river there. Now, other people are fighting it because they're saying, and these are people that, you know, are not adverse to wellness centers or anything. They're there saying, why should a wellness center get the permission to go there to be there on that river with those river views? Why do they
prime
need that?
Prime land, yes.
Why do you want to put a wellness center there on that along the river, prime views, prime real estate right there? Isn't there maybe something else that could go there? And I start thinking about, well, like what? Houses? I mean, you want to put houses along the river?
Hmm.
What I'm thinking is, this is really, it is prime land.
Why don't we have resorts?
If you really think that, you know, if they're going to do something like this, are there other businesses now that are starting to look at it and say, hey, you know what? If you're going to sell it to them, I'm going to bid. I want to bid on this. I want to be able to put, how about this? How about a restaurant, a beautiful restaurant that fits into the ambiance of that?
Yeah.
And it's right on the river there. You know, something like that. You know, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, it doesn't have to be a restaurant, but something along there. I mean, yes, I'm all for for Dignity to build there. But I understand now what the other person was talking about. Judy was saying, you know what? Why does it have to be a wellness center?
Why not? I'm hoping that this Sheraton thing kicks off a resort movement.
Frenzy.
I
want a frenzy of things with that. Maybe as the center where we can safely and environmentally soundly develop along the river something that we have that people will come from all over. As they're driving through, they come through and go, oh, my gosh, walking the trail, all types of great things in the habitat and, you know, everything along the trail there, vendors and stuff that take care of the area, you know, with restaurants and, you know, and other things, you know, just along, you know, boats going up and down the river there.
If little towns like Coos Bay and Grants Pass can take advantage of their water features and turn them into attractive tourist draws, what the hell is Redding doing wrong when we have so much more resource?
Well, because the big battle, as we know, between the Kutras family and the McConnell Foundation and everybody, they can't agree on anything. Now, they're already talking since the lease is going to be up in a few years, how they're going to develop the area. But I think that, I hope the city gets in the middle of that one. And I'm not even sure to say, I hope concerned citizens that know what they're doing get in the middle of that one. Okay, hey, when we come back after the news, we're going to have Hope Seth and Mark LaSalle here from EDC. I don't know if Mark's coming in. I think Mark's coming in to talk about what's going on in
Mark's
our community.
Mark's trying to listen to.
Oh, he is. You know what? Is he ever down?
He's quite the Kiwi.
Oh, man, is he ever down? I tell you what. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 8 o'clock out there and 59 degrees.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. During his first news conference as House Speaker, Wisconsin Republican Paul Ryan said this morning the House is in the process of moving on the highway bill this week.
We're opening up the process. We're allowing members to participate in a way that the founders intended. And we're advancing an issue that is a big priority to the hardworking taxpayers of this country. Fixing our roads and our bridges, improving our transportation infrastructure.
The House Rules Committee, meantime, holding a second day of hearings to weed through hundreds of proposed amendments to that bill, including one that would nearly double the federal gas tax. Winter may be officially a few weeks off, but that is not making it too soon now to see some scattered snow showers out west. Bruce Sullivan is with the National Weather Service.
Rainfall change to snow over parts of Nevada, around the Elko area, the temperatures have dropped there. And that storm system is going to be lifting northeastward today, and it's going to be spreading increasing snows over the parts of the mountains of Idaho.
Snow warnings are in effect for parts of the Sierra Nevada. Orders to U.S. factories fell in September for a second straight month. Correspondent Jeremy House reports the declines reflected continued troubles in manufacturing, which has been hurt this year by a strong dollar, which makes American goods a little less competitive overseas. On Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average doing well. It is up by just about 60 points. TransCanada has asked the State Department to put the controversial Keystone XL pipeline project on hold. TransCanada spokesman Mark Cooper spoke to CTV.
We're asking them, in light of the fact that we've begun a new process in Nebraska, and out of respect for that process, to suspend its decision until that process has been completed.
The pipeline will move oil from Canada to U.S. Gulf Coast refineries. It is vehemently opposed by some environmental groups. More on these stories from townhall.com.
She never imagined the horrors when she went to war. She just wanted to serve her country. Now she knows.
Away from home and family, deployment was very lonely and tests your faith.
Now that she's home, she's dealing with the mental shrapnel from the battlefield. Our troops and veterans need our prayers and deserve our gratitude, especially as we honor veterans this month. Show them we care with a gift from MilitaryBibleStick.com.
I have PTSD, major depression disorder, bad knees, and a bad back. This is so painful, and it makes it really hard to get to church. This Bible stick gives me hope back.
The Military Bible Stick is a digital player loaded with the audio New Testament. Just $25 provides the Military Bible Stick for one troop or one veteran. Be the one who reminds our troops and veterans God is with them and we have not forgotten them. MilitaryBibleStick.com.
GOP presidential candidate Chris Christie and the White House are now engaged in something of a war of words, as White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
With President Obama visiting New Jersey on Monday to highlight criminal justice reform, Governor Chris Christie accused the president of trying to take credit for the decreases in crime in the state. He said Mr. Obama has had nothing to do with the successes. A White House spokesman issued a stern rebuke, calling Christie's comments irresponsible. Josh Earnest suggested Christie is just trying to turn around his struggling presidential campaign.
That is Greg Cluxton reporting. A highly decorated Albuquerque, New Mexico police officer and former Army Ranger who was fatally shot in the line of duty sent to be laid to rest today, with hundreds expected to pay their respects. The funeral for Officer Daniel Webster is described by colleagues as one of the city's finest officers, set to be held at the city's convention center. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The widow of a Bangladeshi-American blogger killed earlier this year is decrying the Bangladesh government's failure to prosecute the perpetrators of deadly attacks on journalists and other writers.
Rafida Ahmed is also urging countries to provide safe houses for dozens more on death lists. Ahmed was hacked four times in the head and had her thumb sliced off in the February 26th attack in Dhaka that killed her husband, Avajit Roy, was the surprise speaker at a panel Monday to mark the second International Day to End Impunity for Crimes Against Journalists. Ahmed said five writers, bloggers, and publishers have been killed this year, and others wounded for promoting free thoughts and freedom of speech.
That's Keith Peters reporting. Shares in Volkswagen have been sliding today. U.S. environmental officials said the company equipped more models than previously thought with software that let the cars cheat on diesel emissions tests. Shares fell more than 3% in midday trading in Europe. More of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on sabbatical this morning. It's Tuesday. It's 6 after 8 on the 3rd of November. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we are streaming around the world at KCNR1460.com for you guys in Amsterdam. Bott, what is what's the weather look like the rest of the week?
Beautiful fall day on tap, Carl. High of 66 and overnight low of 44. That's going to continue over the next couple of days. First chance of rain will be on Sunday. It's not a terribly big one at the moment. Maybe 50% chance with less than a tenth of it. Well, about 4/10 of an inch on Sunday night. Right now in Reading, it is 58, and this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Veteran-owned business Shasta Gas Propane is, where their customers are warm friends. They give discounts for seniors and veterans there. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Civic Auditorium and the Red Town Market, Saturday, November the 28th, from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Vendors from all over the North State are going to be there. This is your one-stop shop for gifts for Christmas. Go there. Linda's going to be singing with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds from 2 to 4. Everything you can imagine there will be available at Red Town Market at Reading Civic Auditorium, Saturday, November the 28th. A couple of reminders. Veterans Day Parade this Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock out at City of Shasta Lake, 23rd Annual Shasta Lake Veterans Day Parade. We're going to be broadcasting that starting at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. And We Back the Blue Wednesday, tomorrow, November 4th at 2550 Alfredo Way at Science Stations from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Free prize raffle, free Dutch Bros, free food and drinks, T-shirts to cows. You can give donations for the T-shirts and get the cows. We Back the Blue. All proceeds to charity. It'll be that support like the Blue Santa and all the other things that go with our police department. An RPD patrol car and display. Now, they're also going to have Sheriff Basinko will be there, Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti, the Highway Patrol will be there talking from 10 to 10:45. It's going to be a great time. Go out and show your support to our police at Thin Blue Line. They're out there all the time. And then, of course, Monday, November the 16th, a hero of Benghazi. One of the three authors of 13 Hours in Benghazi, Chris Peronto, will be here. At the sitting Reading Civic Auditorium, Monday, November 16th. You can get your tickets from the Reading Civic Auditorium. They fought for over 13 hours to repel attackers and protected the American station there, helping to save over 20 lives. These were guys that didn't have to get into the fight but chose to and went out and rescued people. Hear what it was like on the ground that night in Benghazi. Well, I'm here with Hope Seth. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Oh, we got to turn you on, though.
Let's try that again.
Those pesky little buttons over there. I'm here with Hope Seth from the Economic Development Corporation. She's the Director of Entrepreneurial Development and the Manager of the Shasta Venture Hub. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ooh, you're just going right up in life. Did I tell you that book you gave me is probably one of the best books ever? And if anybody wants to get me a book for Christmas, since she made me give it back to her, that was one of those things I thought, well, maybe if I just don't say anything for like a year, she'll forget. But I didn't know you could chip books like that. So it would go, the little alarms would go off. And the name of that book was?
The Coming Jobs War.
Coming Jobs War, written by the CEO of Gallup Corporation, mm-hmm. is probably every politician before they take the oath of office. They should take the oath of office with their hand on that book. They really should, about, you know, on how the community can lead the politicians by the nose, kicking them in the butt, you know, and getting them into the economic development of an area.
That's great.
It's just an outstanding book. Yeah, you know what I am? I'm actually going to probably go out and buy one. I can't get one free. You won't send it to me. Okay. You've got something big happening.
We do.
All right.
We do. So we were on not too long ago, Mark and myself, and talking about the Shasta Venture Hub. And it's opening. We've been open now for 2 months, but we're having our big open house tomorrow night.
Okay. And you brought along with you.
Yes.
A couple of the guys.
Yes.
We have Joshua Johnson, who's the CEO of, okay, I can't read my own writing,
Mindbox Studios.
Mindbox Studios. Yes. Okay. Now, tell me what that is.
Yeah, we're a custom web development and mobile app studio that primarily works with entrepreneurs and people that have ideas that they want to get off the ground in the tech space.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that means. So we're going to get into that a little bit a little bit deeper. And then we've got Luke Miner, who is with YouCaring.com.
Good morning.
Good morning, Luke.
It's great to be here.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we're periscoping. Are we periscoping?
Oh, I did that a couple minutes ago.
Okay.
You want me to go back?
Oh, no, you can if you want
to. All right, I'll turn it back
on. Okay, for people that don't know what periscoping is, though, what is it?
It's a live streaming broadcast from anybody's mobile phone, and there's a whole community. You download the app Periscope, and there's a whole community that's just kind of digging around looking for people that are live streaming from somewhere. So it could be of a sunset. It could be of an event. It could be of a movie they're watching, but it's just kind of a fascinating community that's growing.
How fast is it growing?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you something. Yeah, I was on one Friday. That's why I'm such an expert on it. Talk to Maria Salas, and I'm in the Waffle House. This is after we came back from the stand down, so I come racing in there half an hour late, and she's only got like 15 minutes left. So we talk about veterans issues, and she's got people all over the world that are watching her, and she's had 27,000 of the loves or the heart or the what is it, the heartbeats or whatever, what do you call it?
Oh, hearts. Yes,
hearts. And if you like it, what you do is you tap on your phone, and she's got like 27,000 of those, and I'm like, so is that good? And she goes, well, yeah, I think it's okay. I've only been doing this for a short period of time. So that means if you like it, you're pounding on the phone, right? Is that it?
Yeah.
You tap on the screen.
How many do we have right now?
I just started a couple of seconds ago, so none yet.
None. Well,
none yet.
We had seven earlier.
I'll tell my wife. Maybe she'll, you know, she'll tap on the screen.
How do you search out something?
Yeah. How do you do that?
Well, they have a really cool. You click one of the buttons in the app is a location button. So you pop up based on location. So anybody who has an interest or family in Redding, California, could look and say, "Wow, somebody's broadcasting from Redding, California," which I am right now, and I want to see what's going on.
So we could do this like during our show if we've got somebody in here.
Oh, yeah.
Like politicians.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
That's
and
right.
Then what if you don't like it? What do you do if you don't, you know, so do you just, is there something else? It's like, you know, like a little choking sound or something like that? Anyway, okay.
I don't think they developed that part
yet. Okay, they haven't
got that part.
They
need to go to our custom software guy.
All right, I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We got the rest of the show, guys. We're going to have plenty of time to talk about this. But this is what we're talking about. These kind of things that if you don't know about it, you need to know about it because you're going to be so far left behind, it's not even going to be funny. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's 12 after 8 here at KCNR 1460.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help.
Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and DeBott. Linda's on a sabbatical today on Tuesdays. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry off of Hilltop right there, open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. If you're looking for exquisite jewelry, you head down there. It's your one-stop shop, full-service jewelry store, providing the finest of jewelry here in Northern California. And they're having a big sale. They're having their annual sale November the 23rd. I mean, you cannot believe it. This man has got 5-carat diamond rings sitting out there, plus a number of estate jewelry pieces. He's got the only trained watch repairman in all of Northern California. If you've got a watch that's broken, you can take it anywhere, but guess what? It's going to end up at Four Winds Jewelry. Integrity, honesty. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, and it's fun talking to Leonard, the owner. Give him a call at 222-2750. I'm sitting here with Hope Seth, who is from, our Economic Development Corporation here in town. Mark LaSalle and Hope, you guys are so good out there. I mean, you're probably not appreciated enough unless you're in kind of the business we're in. We can see all this stuff that just funnels through here like a fire hose, but seeing all this kind of stuff that you're working on.
Thank you.
But you're the director of the Entrepreneurial Development, which is actually using the word ready, and entrepreneurial is outstanding. And you're the manager of the Shasta Venture Hub, which is going to open officially tomorrow.
Right. We're having our open house tomorrow night at 5:30, and we just really wanted to let the community know that they are invited to come see what we're doing there. The companies, we have companies on display, and we'll be doing
open house. Where's it at?
Yeah, it's in off of 4300 Caterpillar Road.
Okay, right out there. And so you're going to have, and it's going to open up at what time then?
5:30.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
On Wednesday night, then, to go down to see what's going on there, to see it. You've probably seen it in the paper, or you've heard people talking about it, but now you can go in there. How many businesses are in there right now?
Yeah, we have 5 offices that are full, as well as we have a number of individuals who come in. We have a drop-in co-working space, so it's plug and play. They can just drop in. It's open 24/7. Drop in, work, reserve a conference room, and we have about 8 individuals who are using that space.
Okay. So they can just kind of come in there and have that. Now, is there any plans for doing things like, you know, to kind of luring people in here? I say luring as maybe go from a state, you know, just put this out to colleges or universities and saying, hey, look, if you want a startup area, here we are, and we're going to do this and this and this.
Yeah.
And then take the best of that group and kind of bring them in here.
Yeah, absolutely. So we really have set out to form partnerships with our universities, with the students. Shasta College was a big supporter and sponsor of getting the Venture Hub open, as well as Simpson. We have relationships with the entrepreneurship program over at Simpson University. Chico State, we have partnerships with Chico State and Chico Start, which is down there, doing something very similar to what we're doing.
Great. I like that. Okay, I'm here with Joshua Johnson, who is the CEO of Mindbox Studios. And yeah. I kind of thought, Mindbox Studios, I wonder if he's got anything to do with, you know, films or animation or anything, but not exactly.
No.
Okay, tell us, where are you from?
Yeah, well, I'm originally from Riverside, California.
Okay.
Moved to Ohio when I was a teenager and lived there, went to college, came back, went to Cincinnati, started my family, and started Mindbox. And that's kind of how I got into the tech scene and working with entrepreneurs, which got me pretty addicted to the adrenaline rush of starting things and getting businesses off the ground.
No, I know what you mean. Okay, so what got you out here?
Well, we wanted to come back to the West, and our family came out here for a number of reasons. I have an office in Eugene, Oregon, with Mindbox, as well as Cincinnati. Wanted to start something here closer to the Bay. We're working on a number of other projects and just really loved Reading and loved what Reading, where it's going and what it's going to develop into.
I really like this. I really like this guy. And because you've got up in Eugene and back in Cincinnati, and you see a future for Reading in here.
Yes, I do.
Okay. In what way?
Well, I just feel like that it has all the right pieces, and this is just my opinion, but I feel like
you've been in different places where you see these things, right?
Yeah, I feel like it has the right components, and I think what Hope and Mark are doing up at the EDC and what I'm seeing in various other pockets and communities here has the right pieces to be kind of what Bend, Oregon was starting out to become 10, 15 years ago. I'm just seeing more freelancers and artists and young people want to stay here for lifestyle, and they're working remotely or they're working virtually, and it's a lot of fun. It's going to be a great future. It's a place that I think is going to be exciting for my kids to grow up into.
Well, this is, you know, you'll hear negative parts about Reading. But Reading, as long as I've ever lived anywhere in my life, is right up here in Northern California and in Reading, and I've never regretted it, not one second. Okay, there's one time, but we got over that. It was a long time ago. Okay, so what does Mindbox do?
Yeah, we typically work with we have some large Fortune 500 clients back in Cincinnati. There's a large business community there. We have clients all over the country that largely come to us that have an idea that is something on the web or in the mobile app space, and typically something like what YouCaring was. Had they come to us, we would have built out that platform for them and got them off the ground, but that's one example. But we've done that about 120 times with various startups throughout the country.
Okay, so you get a brand-new company. You get them off the ground in the technology side of it with apps and this to help spread the word about what they are and get more people into it, more people interested in it, at least know more about it.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people that have ideas and don't have a tech founder right away.
Right.
So they need help getting that prototype off the ground or that business, that platform, so they can go raise funding from venture capital or angel groups. And then they need some ongoing support for a little bit of time before they build out their team.
Okay.
So that's what we do.
Wow. Okay, and you've got offices in three different places then.
Yeah, now we're in Reading.
Now you're in Reading. Now, is this something you can do, from a small office? I mean, how many people? You could have like one or two people in each office to kind of, you know, be sales and doing the work? Or
well,
how does that work?
Yeah, for the last 10 years, we've been doing this remote thing from Eugene and Cincinnati. We have about 10 in each place, and I just hired my first Reading employee here last week, so we're excited about growing the team here as well. So, we all work together.
Okay, what do you think about the ability? I mean, are the people out there to be able to hire here in Reading? Because, see, this is one of the knocks you hear about readiness. Oh, we don't have a four-year university. Our people aren't trained for this kind of stuff. I disagree with that. I've talked to people that have businesses here that takes people that are computer savvy. That says I don't have any problem finding people.
Right.
But yours is more of a, you know, being able to build the app and do all those things. So so are you having a problem with that here?
Well, because of our three locations, when we have a need, I now have three places that I can draw talent from. And when we had the need recently here, Reading, I had relationships here in Reading that perfectly fit that. So I think that there's talent here. I've met designers in coffee shops. I've met developers, mobile app guys. I mean, they're here.
We got guys in this building, I think, up above over here that are doing apps too, you know.
Yeah.
So all types of things. You know, and for apps, I mean, who would have thought 10 years ago that it would have been something like this? It exploded, or even 5 years ago, it exploded like this. And anyway, okay, so you've got three offices. You hired your first employee here. How big can you be? How big do you want to be?
Well, I mean, with Mindbox, it's one of those businesses, a service business. So the challenge with any service business is people and scale. So I think that all depends on kind of where the future goes. But I feel like we've set up our business to be able to grow with any technology platform as things go into cars and homes and things like that. So it could really grow really endlessly from there. But we're real excited. I think a big part of what we've been doing besides building apps is getting involved in community events that really inspire the entrepreneurial community. And that's kind of why we wanted to get involved with the EDC, is because we wanted to kind of be a part of the hub of what's going on here. And that excites us just as much as getting involved.
You know what? This is, okay, Hope, how long have I been saying? We've had this station for 6 years. For 6 years, I've been saying, why don't we get the best and brightest from around out there and give them a free place to work, give them electricity, mentor them. And Mark and you were saying, yeah. And then you were doing it. I was just talking about it, but you all were doing it, and here we are. I'm just so stoked about this.
And you bring up a really great point. A lot of people do say, well, they focus on what we don't have.
Yeah.
But you just got to get started. The people who do something will always trump the ones who are just complaining.
As most people know, I started a new company, so I'm talking to somebody else yesterday that we're working with. And he looks at me, and both of us are the same age, Vietnam, you know, era guys. He says, there are so many avenues of success out there that you just don't have enough time to get to all of them. He says, there are so many opportunities out there right now. I mean, and we're Vietnam era guys, and we're seeing that, and we're doing these things. There are out there, and now I'm seeing young people that are getting into this, and it's a completely different type of work than we do. But it's that level of work that needs to be done now. Where before, you know, I mean, there's always going to be work for the kind of things that, you know, we do, radio and transportation and all these other things. But now, to be able to have this here in Reading, starting something like this, launching something, because you never know, Mindbox could be 1,000 employees 5 years from now.
I like the way you think.
But that's the way it is. You know, you start small, but you've got a good idea and it works, and you've got offices, and all of a sudden it starts spreading, and then it starts snowballing,
right,
like that. Oh, everybody wants to be be a Mindbox. And so then what happens then is now you have classes that are taught specifically to be able to pull your students right out of the classes from the different universities. I mean, it just works like that.
Right.
Okay. All right, so you'll never hear anything from me that's being negative on this. I'm sitting here with Hope Seth and Joshua Johnson and Luke Miner, and we're going to take a break here in a minute. I'm going to get back to Luke, but some people called in and asked for more information again on We Back the Blue. Now, this is something that was started by a gent over at one of the I don't even have his name here. It's but he's in one of the – I'll find it later. But the this is going to be We Back the Blue. It's going to be at Sensations at 2550 Alfredo Way right here in Reading. It's going to be tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., Sensations, 2550 Alfredo Way. Raffle, free Dutch Brothers, free food, drinks. Well, that'll get all the hub out. The T-shirts and decals, all proceeds to charity. You get a free decal when you're out there. And if you want to, you're going to give out thousands of We Back the Blue decals and they'll be installed by Sensations by appointment. Official launch is, of course, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Wednesday. You need to stop by there, even if you don't do anything else, but stay there and just kind of listen and just say, hey, look, we support our law enforcement. Sheriff Tom Basenko, Reading Police Chief Robert Paletti, California Highway Patrol Lieutenant Scott Frederick, all are going to be there talking from 10 to 10:45, so it won't be too long there. And then you get to, you know, get in and join the other people and say thanks. All right, here we're going to be right back after these messages. It's 8:30 here on the 3rd of November. 59 degrees out there, going up to 64 today, 47 tonight. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott. Join Crown Motors and their salute to the veterans. From October 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th, there'll be a 10% discount for all parts and labor in their service department for our veterans with proof of service. Additionally, on November 10th and 11th, $100 from every car purchase will be donated to two local veterans organizations. Linda and I will be at Crown Motors November 10th and 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate their salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com. Crown Motors, a salute to those who have served.
For 45 years, the Reading Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReadingCivic.com or the box office to become a Reading Civic member.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 27 minutes until 9 o'clock here on the 3rd of November. 59 degrees out there, going up to 64 today, down to 45 tonight. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can get into our chat room that way and ask questions, or just give us a call, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business, take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. That's right, Man's Last Stronghold. You will not see Dr. Phil on the TV. NASCAR, baseball, those kind of things. Field hockey, Discovery Channel. all that. All that at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue across from Subway. And then just kind of like walk on down the street there, and you've got a classic cafe with Millie and Kathy. You walk in, you get a hug, and you get great breakfast, great lunches, and it's kind of like a mini veterans tour there. If you look up on the walls, because they've got all these photos of veterans from World War II up into our present wars, which are going to seem like are going to extend on and on and on for as long as I know. All of that at Classic Cafe. Really good people there. Okay. I'm here with Hope Seth, Director of the Entrepreneurial Development for the Economic Development Corporation, and also the manager of the Shasta Venture Hub. And we've been talking to Joshua Johnson, CEO of Mindbox Studios. And now we're going to talk to Luke Miner, who is there also at the Hub.
And Absolutely.
And good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about you. Are you from around the area? Or?
Well, not originally. I've been on the West Coast almost my whole life, Oregon, Washington, and then moved back to California, or down to California about 7 years ago. And can't imagine leaving. It is just a beautiful, beautiful place here. I love being in Reading.
Loving Reading, huh?
Yeah.
Cool.
Absolutely.
So you haven't been here before, though, right?
No, this was... Yeah, moved here 7 years ago, okay. And that was the first time I lived here. Visited a couple times, but no.
You like it that much?
I do. I think that...
Find a lot to do here? How old are you?
I'm 25.
25.
The big thing for me is the people. I've run into quite a bit of pretty amazing people here in Reading, and then I love the outdoors just as much, so... I try to get out a few times a week and go on a hike or mountain biking or something
cool.
like that.
All right. So what do you do, Luke?
Great question. About four and a half years ago, I started a crowdfunding company called YouCaring.com, and we helped...
What is crowdfunding?
Another great question. Crowdfunding is a way to share So for us specifically, it was share a need or a cause with a large group of people and ask them to donate online. So instead of, let's say originally when I was growing up, I would go on a trip and I'd send a physical letter to friends and family saying, hey, can you donate to my trip so I can, you know, go to Mexico and help out on a medical missions trip or something like that. This is a way to put all that information online and let a whole bunch more people join in.
I mean, like millions.
Yes.
How much you want, or how much you need on it?
Yeah. So there's a lot of different kinds of crowdfunding. For us, like I said, it was a cause based or a need based, but there's project based. So some other great sites out there are Kickstarter or Indiegogo are project based. So people wanting to start a business or a project. There's even crowdfunding for investors if you need to get investment in your company. Which is just so, so cool. I love it.
Okay, so that's what you... And so you started that?
I didn't start crowdfunding.
No, I know that. But you started your own company, though, to do that.
I did, yeah.
Was it successful?
It did very well. So far, to date, we've helped raise about $300 million for different causes around the world. And, yeah.
$300 million?
$300 million, yeah.
For causes around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Such as...
There was a gal here.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I mean, this is a lot of money for years old.
Yeah, absolutely. One great example that was local was there was a gal here who was commuting to Chico for school from Reading, and she flipped over in her car and had some just really crazy injuries, and they put a cause up on YouCaring, a fundraiser up on YouCaring, and raised about $10,000. To go toward the medical expenses and her not being able to go to work. And this was, I wish I could remember her name, but several years ago,
mm-hmm.
just local to Reading. So we've had people from all over the world do a cause, a couple hundred thousand different fundraisers, very
okay.
similar to that.
All over the world, they come to you.
YouCaring.
To YouCaring. Now, do you get a piece of this? I mean, because you're hosting it and you're having it happen. I mean, you've got to pay your bills somehow.
Absolutely.
There's nothing wrong, by the way, with capitalism.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, this is kind of like it's okay to make money. I mean, isn't that why we're all in this?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, then you can use your money and how you use your money is to help other people and all those things. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, it's a very, very good question. You know, the way that we funded the website, as founders, we put a little bit of money in at the beginning, and then instead of just charging a percentage, normal crowdfunding sites would charge, I think GoFundMe does 5%. We actually gave our service away for free, uh-huh, and allowed people to give us a little bit of a tip. So, and that tip went to the operating expenses of the website.
So you did it for free. Mm-hmm. And then people would just give you a remuneration. So if it
raised
$50,000 for them, they would give you like, you know, $25.
Yeah, absolutely. And we found that people were pretty generous. Sure, you know, it's kind of riding off of the tipping culture that you would see out of a coffee shop. So when you go to buy a coffee from a Third Wave coffee shop, you'd probably give them a dollar tip or something. So
it was
pretty amazing to see. We're already catering toward a generous community and how generous people are when you give them a chance. So that was fun.
Okay. So are you still doing that?
No, I transitioned out about a year and a half ago.
Did you sell your company? Or so you're part of that? Or
I sold my shares.
Sold your shares.
And just because I wanted to give myself the opportunity to open up some new horizons, I was a little bit tired with what I was doing in the company and thought, man, I need some new exposure. So I spent the last year a lot of traveling and a lot of working with some local companies here in Reading, just trying to see our startup community going. And I ran into that.
Our Periscope show from Bobby just went, you know, down Periscope there. Okay, so you were traveling and then after you'd sold, you know, your interest in this and were traveling around to see things, and you somehow...
Well, I'd been friends with Hope for a couple years, and just love what they were doing with the EDC, and a part of a lot of the conversations about starting a hub like this. So when they told me they had actually found a space, they were going to fill it, they asked me and Joshua, who was on a couple minutes ago, to be entrepreneurs in residence and basically just donate a bit of our time and energy and creativity to making Hub a great place and helping a lot of our local entrepreneurs.
Cool. I really like this.
Yeah. Me
How
too.
Old are you, Joshua?
What? I'm 32.
You're 30. You're just an old guy in this, aren't you?
I am.
I mean, do you ever feel like, God, I'm the old guy?
Oh, man. Here's,
okay, Peyton Manning. They're calling him the old man. He's got one foot in the grave, one on a banana peel. You know, he's playing football. And they're saying, oh, my gosh, you know, his arm's gone, all that. So how old is Peyton? 50, 55, 39. He's 39 years old, right? And then he just takes the Packers apart on Sunday. He just takes them apart on Sunday. And the thing about it is, and then so you're 32 here going, do you feel kind of like the old man of the group?
No, you're the senior citizen in the tech community, that's for sure.
Does your brain stop at, what, 33 or something?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems to me that you got the experience in all this.
Yeah.
You know, and then you get these young Turks come rolling through here at 24 with, we can do this!
No, it gives you a lot of energy.
Do you ever watch Silicon Valley, that show?
I did.
I mean, do you ever watch that? That's ridiculous. That's one of our favorite shows.
Oh,
I mean, these
God.
Guys are just like, if you haven't watched it, it's about guys that are software and software entrepreneurs living out of this one house with a strange guy. Okay, so let's go back to Hope. Hope. So you're surrounding yourself with some really, you know, some brainy guys that are successes in what they've done, and they can help people, right?
That's right. Yeah, I just get out of the way. I just want to open the door for them and say, here you go, here's the space, here, what do you need, and help them do that.
So what does the Hub do? I mean, specifically
Hub is really just a connecting point. It's a connecting point for resources to people who are looking to start their venture. And that may be a tech company. It may not be. It may be an invention. It may be something that they have an idea for, and they're like,
it could be a blue collar company, right? Or not.
Absolutely.
In other words, it's a company that if somebody has an idea for something, starting up his own business or things like that, I mean, you're there for them, whether it's high tech or maybe something else.
Right.
So, or am I wrong? Because, I mean, I need to know that.
So, Carl, think of a board game. Every board game has a start here spot.
Right.
Start here. I think in the community we need to have a Start Here spot. And yeah. It's a place where you go if you want to start something. And then we'll help connect you to where you need to go. It may not all be there inside the hub in terms of, you know, you're going to come and work inside. But we can connect you to what you need.
Okay. We're going to take an early break here because I want to come back and because there's a startup weekend that's coming up on us fast. And it's a launch a startup in 54 hours. So all you people out there have been thinking, oh, I can do this, but I just don't know how to get to that point A. I don't know really where to start about business plans and, gosh, what about this great idea I have and all of that. I sat in a group of people years ago, and they talked about the businesses. And I think I said this to you one time. There was like 22 of us in there, and they said, okay, what business do you want to get into? And this is in San Diego. And of the 22, I think like 11 or 12 of them wanted to start coffee shops. And at the end of it, the guy that was leading this thing, he says, you might want to look around at all, you know, you coffee shop people. You know, I mean, you know, it's a good idea, but look at the 10 or 12 of you that want to start a coffee shop, and now you're going against the big guys. You might want to think about how you're going to be different and how to really get started on this. And I think this is where you guys are going to come in. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's a quarter till 9 here on the 3rd of November, 59 degrees out there.
Ultimate in luxury limousines.
This is Jamie with NorCal Limousine. Here at NorCal Limo, we specialize in group transportation, birthday parties, proms, weddings, Manton wine tours, ladies' night out, guys' night out, Christmas light tours, concerts, and we service all the major airports. Don't worry about parking fees and wasted gas money. NorCal Limo will pick you up and take you anywhere in the North State area. Packages start at $150. Enjoy the finest in expertise and precision with the newest limo in town. Check out our website at www.norcallimo.com or give us a call at 276-8851.
Licensed and insured, PCP 31143.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
From the moment you walk into Walgate Sports Club, you realize this is more than just a gym. You immediately notice the white glove cleanliness and the friendly, caring staff whose words and actions speak to the pride they have in making Walgate Sports Club Redding's premier lifestyle center. Walgate Sports Club promises an upscale experience with high-end amenities and programs including a complete state-of-the-art workout facility, educated and credentialed personal trainers and lifestyle nutrition coaches who work one-on-one with you to help you achieve your health and fitness goals. Walgate Sports Club features Redding's exclusive indoor saltwater pool, the Mind and Body Studio featuring Pilates and yoga, as well as the group exercise studio featuring Zumba, cycling, and more. Combine that with our complimentary lifestyle education workshops and member social events, and you'll see why at Walgate Sports Club you'll experience exceptional every day. Get out of the gym and into the club. Walgate Sports Club, 1740 Eureka Way in Redding. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Walgate Sports Club. First-class fitness you have to see to believe.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
The beat started something. The beat started something. The beat started something. The beat started something.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carlin in the boat. Good morning. It is 13 minutes until 9 o'clock here. And we're going to be Thursday night from 7 to 9 at Wind River in the Elements Lounge. Linda is Lady Bot and the Bluebirds with her first Thursday of the month in there with singing, and she's got a guest artist, Joe Larson, coming in, guest singers coming in, and it's going to be a big night. You get there around 6 o'clock and have dinner, and then listen to some great music. You can dance. You can do it all right there at Wind River at Elements Lounge. It's Thursday, November 5th. Give them a call, 243-3377. It's going to be a great night. Everything from jazz to rock and roll and everything in between. At Wind River Resort and Casino and the Elements Lounge, give them a call, 243-3377 for reservations. It's usually full. Okay, I'm here with Hope Seth, Economic Development Corporation, Director of the Entrepreneurial Development and the Manager of the Shasta Venture Hub. And also our other guests are Joshua Johnson, who is the CEO of Mindbox Studios, which is helps people in the, you know, in the Fortune 500. He's got three offices. The newest one's right here in Reading. And Luke Miner, who started YouCaring with, and is now kind of one of the, they're both kind of the entrepreneur mentors down at the Shasta Venture Hub. And they're getting ready to have their grand opening tomorrow at 5:30. And you can go on out to Caterpillar Road. The exact address is
4300 Caterpillar Road.
There you go. And you can see what's going on out there. Now, you're getting ready to have a startup weekend. Oh.
We are.
I mean, this is
first,
big.
First ever here in the area. We are really excited. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, this is how to launch a startup in 54 hours.
That's right. I'm going to actually let Joshua talk to this. Joshua has actually been part of organizing these in other cities, and he really came to us with the idea of let's do this. So I'm going to just let him share a little bit about what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're ready.
Yeah, so basically I like to call it the 54-hour energy drink for someone who has an idea, or you're an aspiring entrepreneur or an experienced entrepreneur, but what a better way to spend a weekend than to work with others on getting some new, fresh idea off the ground in one weekend, prototyping it, pitching it in front of judges. Some of it can be just for fun, and some people take it very seriously and go on and build that company.
Okay. And this is going to be over a long, this is going to be on a Friday, as ideas.
Yep.
And what time does it start?
Yeah, so we start at 6 o'clock on Friday night, and we're going to pitch. We're going to have food. People will line up and pitch their ideas in front of people, and then we're going to crowdsource, using that word again.
Love it.
We're going to crowdsource the top ideas. Everyone will power dot their favorite ideas, and the best ideas will form teams. Everyone will participate in a team throughout the weekend. You'll build that product starting Friday night. All the way through Saturday, there'll be food provided, drinks, snacks, and then on Sunday, you will pitch in front of judges from the Bay Area, from locally here in Reading, and for a chance to win some prizes. And also, this is something that's very interesting. Startup Weekend happens in over 200-plus cities every weekend. So we're going to be joining 200 other cities doing the same thing in their city. Plus, the winners of our Startup Weekend will be able to compete globally against 25,000 other entrepreneurs in the world in a global startup battle.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Yeah, this is exciting. So, I mean, and have you got people signed up already, I hope?
We do.
We do. We do. You know, we kind of just we could have taken months and months to plan, but we thought, let's just do it, right?
So, yeah, let's just do it.
So we just started a couple of weeks ago, but we've partnered with Chico Start out of Chico State University. We have within our own networks here. We're getting people signed up.
Great. Okay. So, you know, I could see the 2030 Club, the Catalyst, you know, groups here. I would think they'd be all over this, as are, you know, some of our other young entrepreneurs and older entrepreneurs, because it just isn't for, I know you're aged at 32, but I'm sure there's some 35-year-olds out there.
Oh, absolutely.
Good ideas.
No, no, no. We actually, the goal is we'd love, I've been to 6 of these events in 4 different cities, and every time there have been high schoolers all the way up to 60-plus-year-olds that have been involved, and actually it gives you a great variety of perspective on that team. It gives you just a better experience overall to have that variety. You don't have to be technical. We do welcome technical people. We welcome designers and creative people. We welcome marketing-minded people, business-minded people. So all are really welcome. If you're interested in really that adrenaline rush of 54 hours getting that idea off the ground, the main thing is networking and getting experience of knowing how to, it's kind of demystifying the whole experience of getting a business off the ground.
Sure, I can understand that. What do you think, Luke? Are you all leading this? The both
well,
of you leading this?
Yeah, it's the three of us. So I've been trying to figure out for a year or two what's going to bring, you know, some incredible mentors in our community. You saw some of the people that are sponsoring the event, but some incredible mentors, some incredible entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs and investors all together. I think this is the best way I've heard about so far.
Well, we've got in here U.S. Bank, of course, the Shasta Venture Hub, Chico Start. And, of course, Mindbox, Dutch Bro, Papa John's, Optimize Worldwide, Morgan, and those guys. Yeah. And this is a good way. And so you start at 6 p.m. and turn them loose at some time after that.
Yeah, and right around 9 o'clock.
Then you start the next morning.
They'll get started, and there'll be very, very little sleep and a lot of fun.
It does sound like a lot of fun.
Are you going to come?
I was going to say, do you have your idea?
Yeah, but you know what? I do. But I don't know if would fit in this. So tell me if it does. Would I, you know, like a if you're trying to start a business that it doesn't have a lot to do with the technology side, mm-hmm. would that are those welcome?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Would it be helpful? Here's a better way to frame it. Would it be helpful to have a bunch of people, creative, some technical people, some marketing people, some just creatives? Would it be helpful for them to weigh in on your idea and help you make it better for 54 hours?
There you go. That's a good idea.
So
you could even have people that have had a business for a year or so come here and listen to this and say, here's my business. I know I'm at this level. What can I do?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to give all the parameters in it. Like, you know, this is how much money we have for it. And this is what, you know, this is what I could project out. If it happens, how do I get from A to Z here? I mean, for something like that, too, right?
Absolutely. And you don't have to come to the weekend with your already established business or your top idea. You can come to this and just participate to be able to get the experience that you need, that kind of shot in the arm that you need to move forward. Mm-hmm. I had already started Mindbox and other startups when I got involved in Startup Weekend for the first time. And really, it became that thing I just counted on yearly to get involved in, to just remind me of how to go out and validate my idea, how to talk to real customers and not be afraid of a no or a rejection or answers that might change the entire concept.
For somebody that comes, you know, that has no idea what you do, but listens to it the first time and says,
right.
Have you thought of this?
Right.
Such asymmetrical thinking that probably goes on in this. Which is good.
Yes.
You know, and what do they say? Out of chaos brings order.
That's right.
Anyway, chaos brings change. Okay, this is Startup Weekend. Sounds like a lot of fun. November 20th and 22nd. And it starts on a Friday, and it's going to go through Sunday. And you can, if you don't have a business, you can go there because it might give you some really, really great ideas for starting a business. If you have a business, it can give you great ideas how to move forward. Or if you wanted to launch a business, this is, you know, you get some really brainy people with some technical expertise on how to launch it. Great. Great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. How do they register for this?
Yeah, so they can go online at, let's see here, readingstartupweekend.co.
There you go. readingstartupweekend.co. Not com.
.co.
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 Okay. That's C-O. And how much does it cost?
We have students. A discount for students is $50.
Okay.
Early bird, when is the cutoff for early bird, Joshua?
That's a great question. But right now, how about today?
Today.
That's right, today.
If you might be tomorrow.
If you sign up today, you can get the early bird special for $75.
Okay.
Or if you just don't know and you want to just wait as long as you can, it'll be $99, and we'll gladly take that too.
Okay, and that includes classes and food and all that kind of stuff.
Well, let me point out that especially for all you students, we're going to be feeding you the entire weekend. So $50 in exchange for meals for the whole weekend, you're probably going to end up making money.
All ages, right? I mean, high school.
Right.
No, I mean, high school. No, I mean, I'm talking about high school on.
Yeah.
I mean, this is people with ideas that want to learn. This is probably a good time to catch them.
That's right.
College students, all those. Okay, great. Love this. This is not the last time you're going to be on. You know that.
We're coming back.
We're coming back. Okay. I'm here with Hope Seth and Joshua Johnson and Luke Miner from, of course, Hope is the manager of the Shasta Venture Hub. And Joshua and Luke are kind of like the in-resident entrepreneurs in charge and mentors down there. It's great. It's really good meeting you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having
me.
Having
you too.
We were Periscope today. Did you Periscope too, Bob?
A little bit.
You down?
I think I saw we had a total of 18 viewers on our Periscope.
There you go. That's
that
just
was
the first.
Awesome.
That was just
that's
the start.
First
you know?
Time.
Didn't even know us. Okay. Hey, tomorrow we're having Mac McCore here talking veterans events. He's the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. There's a lot of things happening here in the next couple of weeks that have to do with veterans and Veterans Day parades, Veterans Day ceremonies, Marine Corps birthday, all these things happening up here with this huge veterans population we have up here in Northern California. And we'll be, 8 o'clock. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The new House Speaker Paul Ryan pulling no punches as he talks about what he hopes to accomplish.
I think we need to be more specific. I think we need to be more bold.
Ryan promising under his leadership, House Republicans are about to go on offense.
We think the last 7 years have been bad years for advancing the American idea, for helping hardworking taxpayers, for helping working people who are struggling to get ahead. We need to go a different direction.
And Ryan says it all starts with consideration this week of a six-year transportation bill.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. President Obama denies breaking a promise by sending special ops troops to Syria. He had pledged no boots on the ground in Syria, but Mr. Obama says these commandos will only train and advise.
We are not putting U.S. troops on the front lines fighting firefights with ISIL.
On NBC Nightly News, the president notes American troops have already conducted raids in Syria and Iraq. He said